The Guardian.
It helps you to predict the numbers going into jail, and so you know, you can tell what the resources are, and you can actually change the framework as well. You know, it's kept under review all the time. The framework has it's a grid which has a series of numbers going vertically and a series of numbers going horizontally. But the two variables are the seriousness of the sentence, so each crime has a number allocated to it for seriousness, and the other one is the background of the offender, i.e. did he commit such offenses before? Did he do it as an adult? Did he do it as a juvenile? And if you can, you know what sort of population you have, and you look at the statistics, they do computer modeling, and you can see how many of these offenses are expected to be committed, then you can judge better what resources you need in terms of prison places. Now, the problem with our government, in England and Wales anyway, is that they have totally failed to properly predict what numbers of people would go into prison and how long they'd stay there, with the result that the prison population has risen 20,000 over the last decade, and prisons are full to bursting, and every so often they have to let out people before they've finished their sentences.
But this still is presumptive, isn't it? It's guesswork as to how many people are going to commit crimes and therefore how many people are going to end up in jail.
Yes, but they have them in a number of American states. They have a sentencing commission which sets the framework and reviews the framework, and it does seem, at least in some of the states, to lend an element of predictability to the numbers, which we haven't got here.
One of the fears of this system is that it's going to hit the weaker members of society. Can you explain that for us?
That's what the judges are saying in their response, because they're saying that at the moment they have discretion and they can tailor things to the circumstances of the offender, whereas with this very structured framework, their discretion is taken away, and for instance, women with young children, where they might otherwise be sent to jail, they can be spared jail because, you know, of the bad effect on their children. The children would have to go into care. And they say that you look at the numbers of women in prison in the U.S. with small children, and you'll see that they would be badly affected with a similar system here.
And see, that, to me, sounds like there are going to be more people in jail, which isn't exactly going to ease overcrowding.
It's not intended to send more people to jail, but it's intended to more precisely predict how many people will go to jail. This is Sentencing Commission sees that X sentence will result in a lot more people going to jail, more than there's room for. They then can tailor the grid or the sentencing framework to meet this. There's a working party under an appeal court judge who are supposed to be recommending to the government what they should do, and I think they are going to find it very difficult to recommend this grid in the face of totally unanimous opposition.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.